Phil, a fantastic all-round performance and a comprehensive win.
Yeah, it was really important that we did that today. A potential banana skin for us. We've obviously played Marine, who can beat anyone on the day. They've got that type of team. If it's their day, then it doesn't really matter what you do. They normally go on and get a result. But I think we just had a little bit too much for them going forward there. And I thought in the first half, it's up there with one of the better performances of the season. I think Whitby, Warrington, them types of games really stand out to me. But that was up there first half. I thought we were outstanding. I thought the front three looked a real threat. Tom coming in, give us something completely different. He was really strong, ran in behind, looked a real threat. Ozzy, I thought, was outstanding first half. Joe did well, got the penalty. And I think maybe if one or two got their heads up, it's on the score sheet today. But then second half, when you was it three at half time? When you're that far ahead, it is difficult to have that same mentality. But I said to them that that's what they need to have. They need to have that cutthroat mentality when they're in the lead to really put the team to the sword. We used to do that last season, but it's something at 4-1 there. We're picking holes in it. And as you said, it's a great performance and a good Marine team who will go and beat some of the top teams this season. And they're always a real tricky opponent for any team in the NPL.
Mm. How important was it to get that early goal with barely 60 seconds in, you force a corner and then Joel Stair gets his first goal for the club?
Yeah, do you know what, Joel, I thought he's never going to get man of the match today because Sean Cook scored that trick, but I thought Joel was outstanding today. I mean, what a fine Joel. He's done what you want your centre-half, so he keeps him out at that end. Brendan scores a goal, and any top centre-half, that's what they do. They're the ones you remember, the ones who are a threat in both boxes, and people look at Joel and won't think much of him because of his size, but he's a huge, huge potential talent here, and we think he's got a big future.
But also when you kicked in the first half and didn't just settle for the first, you got the second and the third, and again three more good persistent work by the wingers. First Maswali won the penalty, which Cook converted, and then the third goal, Ozzy again supplying Cook when he perhaps got a shot.
Yeah, definitely. I thought Ozzy was, as I said, outstanding first half, and when he plays like that you think he shouldn't be playing at this level, but there's a reason he does. It's because he doesn't do that all the time, and listen, what he's doing is frightening when he runs past people, and there's not many can live with him when he does that. And if he hits any kind of consistency week in week out with that, then like I say, we'll do well to keep hold of him, but also he'll rear the table, because when he plays like that, he just puts it on the plate. I mean, Sean just got to make the box there for his second one. So yeah, he's been a real bonus today.
In a game of standout performances, there were a number of particularly impressive displays. Sam Hall, I thought, was particularly good in midfield, a really calming influence, picking his passes out, a really good performance from the captain.
Yeah, he's solid, and he's very consistent. As when I keep hearing other managers do their post-match reports, they're always, his name always pops up in terms of someone that they're worried about with regards to. He helps the team to do what it does well, but it's not just a one-man show here as well, but the lads around him as well. We've got a real strong team ethic here, and like I say, we've won 4-1 and we've gone in there and we've sort of picked holes in the second half performance, and that's the standard that the team are setting themselves. They're not setting them for mediocrity. They really want to have a go this season, and it's going to be tight. People keeping in, not many people drop points now, I don't think. I think there's one surprise there. Wilkinson got beat today, which was a bit of a surprise. But in general, the team's in, and we need to do that, and consistency will be the only way that we do that.
I'd love to not talk about him, but Sean Cook, a hat-trick today. He's up to, I think, now he's just in a ridiculous run of form at the moment.
He is, yeah. He's a very valuable asset to us. He's someone I've known for many years as a kid growing up. When I used to play here, he was a youngster at Crewe and he used to come and train with us. So he's not just a player for me, he's a family friend, and when he does well, it just makes it all the sweeter, because you know him and you know what kind of lad he is. He wants to do well for the town, he wants to do well for the club, and first and foremost his teammates, people will see him, and obviously he gets goals, but it's not his game to defend, and he does put a shift in. for a flair player, and he is a flair player, somebody who will create you something or score your goal, he'll win you a game, but he does put a shift in as well. I think some people miss that. He's got a win on that side of his game with regards to switching off at times. But listen, you take any day of the week the way he's playing.
Mm. You brought in a couple of attacking reinforcements towards the end of the week. You brought in Tom Pearce, who I thought particularly held the ball up well today.
Yeah, I thought he did really well. I thought first half he was outstanding. Second half, I thought he was a little bit loose in his possession, but he was feeding off scrap second half because they had a real go at it. They were throwing pretty much everyone forward, so we had to be a bit deeper. I think we had our wingers almost playing as full-backs at one point because they really had a go. But that's because we've got something to hold on to. We're not just going to go reckless and let runners go. We're going to put a professional performance into what he had in the first half. I think he's going to be a real big player for us.
And one that's perhaps passed a little bit under the radar is Oscar Dernan. You brought him in as well. He was on the bench saying he didn't get on for various reasons, but I'm sure he'll have a part to play.
Definitely. We need to have a look at Oscar. I need to see him in a game. He's looked great in training. He's got a good pedigree. Obviously, we know who his dad is, so he's steeped in football through his family. I was just about to put him on, and then Sam obviously got a bit of a knock, so we didn't want to risk Sam with having Tuesday coming up, so we brought Troy on. And again, it's great for Troy Bourne out of the youth team. He's gone away on track, he's gone away on loans to get games, and he's done ever so well, and he wants to be pushing for that first team spot for next season. So when he's getting his opportunities like today, didn't let himself down. He did like Joel Stair, he does ever so well. So yeah, we're really pleased with the fact that we had so many missing today. You've got to remember, we had Ibu Touré suspended today, Ben Harrison was away, Josh Hancock not playing, three starters for you any day of the week, to have them three, and the keeper Dan Kaiholai. So to have that many big players who would start not even in your squad, and the lads coming in able to do what they've done today is fantastic.
Does that cause a little bit of a selection headache for you on Tuesday then?
Not really, because they won.
Fair enough. And you go on to that game on Tuesday now. It's one of our make-up games that was called off through fog. And if we win that game, it catapults us into the playoffs. So how big is that game for us?
It's huge, but I don't want to make it some kind of monster. It's just another game for us. Again, it's another one where everyone will be expecting us to win. And we've just got to have the right mentality. We're at home. We've got to make that home form count. I thought the fans were outstanding today. They really got behind us, particularly first half, when we give them something to shout about. It's a big, big game, just because it would be nice for all the efforts and endeavours we've had this season to be in them playoff spots, because it's been a long time coming. I feel that we're a team that should be in and around it. I'm not saying we have divine right to be in there, but I feel the way we've played this season and the results we've had against the bigger teams in the league, we should be a little bit further up the league, but we're not, and we need to make sure that we're consistent from now to the end of the season, and that's the only way that we're going to get in there.
Yeah.